So as I told you at the start, I first got wind of the real purposes of American schooling from James Bryant Conant, president of Harvard University for 30 years, an inner circle manager of the atomic bomb project during World War II, high commissioner of the American zone in occupied Germany after the war, and shortly after the war, this Mr. Conant began to produce a stream of books about schools and society. I would have no doubt that in the university library, all of those books, and there are a great many, are available. Conant is often credited with being the principal legitimatizer of gargantuan high school plants, those anonymous warehouses of 2,000 to 5,000 students like Columbine in Littleton, Colorado. In a book published in 1949 bearing the title The Child, the Parent, and the State, I mean, there's a title to roll around inside your mouth, The Child, the Parent, and the State, Conant mentioned in passing that a coup had given us modern schooling. He didn't bother to elaborate on the details of that coup. He simply stated that a coup had given us modern schooling. So if you have a professor or a relative who said, did you listen to a conspiracy talk in Convocation Hall tonight, you say, well, this fellow Gatto says that the president of Harvard said that in a book called The Child, the Parent, and the State. Excuse my ironic tone. Anyone interested in the details of this coup, Conant said, could read a book called Principles of Secondary Education, printed in 1918, to find out what the details were. That slight reference aroused my curiosity because I had been in a classroom about 26 years, and I was ready to find out what kind of a coup had given us this instrument that I was serving. But I was frustrated because no library I went to had the book listed, not even the Columbia University Library, and that was frustrating. So I settled for looking up the author of the book instead. Now, if you keep in mind that the president of Harvard had claimed in public print that this fellow, his name was Alexander Inglis, held the key to a coup which explains modern compulsion schooling, I hope you'll be as interested in Inglis's background as I was. It seems that Inglis was the descendant of a prominent American family highly sympathetic to the British side in America's Revolution. One of his ancestors was the rector of New York City's famous Trinity Church. That's an Anglican parish representing the elite of the official state religion of Britain. And that particular Inglis was working tirelessly at the time of the Revolution to bring about a state religion in the United States. For reasons best known to himself, he fled from George Washington's advancing army. Another Inglis wrote a refutation of common sense. Now, for the young out there, you may not recognize the allusion to a book which is widely credited as being one of the fuses that led directly to the American Revolution. Paine wrote a stirring call to revolt against England, and that Inglis who wrote the refutation was paid off by being named the first Anglican bishop of Nova Scotia. If you'll be patient with me to lay in this background, when I come to tell you what Inglis says the purposes of schooling are, you'll see that you're not in the hands of a conspiracy theorist, but somebody quite important. And still another of Inglis's relatives was the commanding general of the British forces at the Siege of Lucknow in India during the Sepoy Uprising in 1857. He was promoted to Major General for his gallantry in the face of the rebellious Sepoy wretches. And I'll tell you one last fact about Inglis. If you ever attend the honor lecture in education at Harvard University, ever since 1926, it has been called the Inglis Lecture.